بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one more odd night, one more opportunity wherein the gates of Jahannam are still closed, the doors of Jannat are wide open, the shayateen are still tied up. One more flight for us to catch. As Hazrat Mu'in Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, that every night during these last 10 nights of Ramadan is a flight that is departing and taking off. The destination is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And within the last few days and nights, we have tasted some sweetness, some enjoyment in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Quran tilawat will begin, when the dua will begin, when the zikrullah will begin, the tears will begin to flow, then the sweetness and the enjoyment that goes through the heart is different. And as that person who was addicted to anything else in his life before, and then he found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he'll tell you that that was poison. That was fake sweetness. It was not a reality. The reality is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has given us these nights and these moments, these last few days of the month of Ramadan. Allah has given for us to find Him, and for us to make decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'anayim Sahib Damat Barakatuh, who mentioned a few years back, one of the odd nights after the program, a youngster sitting in i'tikaf came to Morana with tears in his eyes and he broke down, sobbing and crying. He asked, what is the matter? He says, I know within a few days the moon will be sighted, the month of Ramadan will come to an end, i'tikaf will end, I'll go back outside, my friends will be waiting, my habits will be waiting, my old files will still be there, what am I going to do? How will I protect myself when the month of Ramadan comes to an end? So this should be the worry and concern. Ulama explain when it comes to our iman that there are three types of iman. One is what is called mahul ka iman. The iman that is based on a person's environment. Person goes for hajj, alhamdulillah. His name came out, he booked his tickets, accommodation, and he leaves. And then he goes, he reaches Makkah Mukarrama, and he's there for a few days. And now he sees the people around him, mashallah, all of them are wearing kurta. So he feels out of place, he feels odd. So he goes also to the shop, he buys a kurta, he puts it on. He realizes people all have beards, alhamdulillah, he also begins to keep his beard. And he's enjoying himself, he goes to Madinah Munawwara, he finishes his hajj. And 6 weeks later, it's time for him to return. Jeddah airport, he flies to Dubai. He lands in Dubai, he looks around, he says, now I'm feeling very strange. Now there's no kurta, there's no beard. He goes into the bathroom, buys a disposable razor, takes the beard off. Kurta also comes out, he puts it into his bag. Now I'm coming back home. Mahol ka iman. The iman was based on the environment. When there were people around him that were obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was with them. The moment that environment comes to an end, he's taken out of it. And he goes back now into his old environment. His friends are there. And his evil habits are there. His cell phone is there. The applications are there. Now the iman is gone also. Then after that ulama explained, we have, one is mahol ka iman, then halat ka iman. A person's iman is based on the conditions that come to him. Like we see commonly, October, November, matrics are writing exams. You see the young boy in the back of the masjid, mashallah, his hands are raised. And he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know already which grade he's in. He's not in grade 10 or 11, this boy is in matric. And he needs a certain result, otherwise he won't be accepted. And then you see after a while, now he's not in the masjid anymore. Now he's outside in the car park. Again the kurta is out, the topi is gone back, the hairstyle is back, he must have passed. So his deen is based, his iman is based on the halat and conditions. Allah puts a person through some difficulty. Business is not doing too well, he's got bills to pay, he's got a debt on his head. He doesn't know where he's going to get it from. He also will come to the masjid. Now he begins to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that also is short-lived. What is maqsood? What is matlub? Ulama explained, deen ka iman. Iman that is based on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That wherever a person may be, Hazrat Mu'ana Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would always recite those couplets. Me jahabi rahu, jis fiza me rahu. That wherever I may be, whichever land I may be, whichever continent I may be, whether I'm gone on business, whether I'm on holiday, whether it's a weekend, whether it's a weekday, whether I'm at school, whether I'm at home, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. My taqwa must remain intact, my iman must remain intact. So this is the worry and concern, my dear brothers, when the month of Ramadan will come to an end. that how will I maintain what I have achieved in the month of Ramadan? Ulama explained the first point to note is that for us to maintain the same speed and the same level and the same intensity is almost impossible. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the month of Ramadan would come, he would exert himself. And then when the last 10 days would come, jadda, now he would exert himself even more. وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرُ Nabi alayhi salam would not even go to his wives in those last 10 days. So he would make a greater effort during the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Ulama explain, from this we understand, outside of the month of Ramadan, I cannot keep up the intensity. If I will try, I will fall flat. But it should not be that I lose it completely. What is the maintenance plan? Person goes on a diet. And how hard he works. He knows the addiction he has to savouries or to desserts. He has a sweet tooth. But he wants to look good. He wants his physique to be right. He goes on a strict diet. He won't eat anything that he's not supposed to eat. Finally, he reaches his goal weight. And then he begins the maintenance plan. That now I've reached where I want to reach, but what do I do moving ahead? So this is the question. Moving ahead, how do I maintain this little bit of taqwa that I have developed within my life? What do I do after the month of Ramadan? Ulama explained very, very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a system in this world. One is the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Allah says Allah will pull towards him whoever he wishes. Allah decides. A person is walking and suddenly something happens in his life, or he sees one janazah in front of him, the light bulb comes on and he realizes my life is moving in the wrong direction, he makes tawbah, he changes his life. Allah pulled him. Allah wanted him, Allah pulled him. This is the qudrat of Allah, this will not happen to everyone. And then Allah has his sunnah and his system. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَن يُنِيبُ Allah will guide that person who will turn to him. That person who will show initiative from his side. He will show, I'm going to make a commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The father is running his business, now he's getting old, he's built up everything. He has the business running smoothly, refined. And now his son is of age. He wants to hand it over to him, but he waits to see the initiative from his side. Is he waking up early in the morning? Or he's still sleeping, I've got to phone him. I'm still opening the shop, he's not coming on time. He's still making mistakes, he's playing around. But when he sees initiative and commitment, right, now my son is ready. Now I'm ready to hand over the keys to him. He can take over and I can retire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting to see our commitment also. So how do I show that initiative and commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ulama explained just three things. Just three things. One is non-negotiable, my salah with jamaat in the masjid. This is absolutely vital for our spiritual health and well-being. Person who will begin to miss his salah, and the test will come on Eid day. On Eid day, salatul zuhr, person was awake early in the morning, he came to the masjid for fajr, then he went to the Eidgah, then he had a 5-course breakfast, alhamdulillah, and how the sleep will come. And then he will hear the azan for zuhr salah, and that's when shaitan will start. Shaitan will be released. Entire month he's sitting dormant in hibernation. He's waiting to start his calm and his work. That will be the test. Then will come asr salah, maghrib, isha salah. There'll be dawah to go for, families getting together, supper has just been served. My 5 times salah with jamaat, absolutely non-negotiable, ulama explain. So the first commitment, my dear brothers, as we are seated here, make that niyat and intention. That come what may, no matter where I may be at work also, I may be in an important meeting, I may be with some supplier, some customer, I may be traveling, but I will not miss my salah. At the very least, I will not make my salah qada. This is the main thing that a person has to have. Number one, our salah. Together with that, secondly, ulama explain our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us for our protection, for our guidance. Shifa'ul lima fi sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says all the spiritual maladies that a person began to realize now in the month of Ramadan, and he began to become conscious of it, and that little bit of realization came that I need to work on this. Allah says, you're looking for the cure, you're looking for the antidote, you're looking for the shifa, it is found in Quran Sharif. You will make tilawat of Quran, I will make your Islam and reformation. So together with our salah, our tilawat of Quran Sharif. Person in the month of Ramadan, we know how easy it becomes. The environment is there, the masjid is full. MashaAllah, Asr to Maghrib, people are sitting in the masjid. Before Fajr, people are here. After Fajr, Musallis are remaining behind. The environment is there. There's no reason why it can't continue outside of Ramadan. Allah showed us in the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers. I closed my shop early, nothing happened. I still did the turnover. I still had my iftari, I still had my sari, Allah still fed me. I did it for Allah, Allah still fed me, Allah will feed me for the rest of the year also. If it means the adhan of Asr is going, there's nobody to stand in the shop, I can close it for the sake of Allah. Allah will not leave me. Allah's promise, Allah will take care of our sustenance for us. So our salawat jamaat in the masjid, our Quran tilawat. And thirdly, ulama explain, Allah has kept the avenues of deen. The avenues of deen, we have alhamdulillah, our jamaat and tabligh. Our ingush, outgush, the programs taking place in the masjid. Weekly shab guzari. This is our connection back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we can make it for. But I will try and make it for these. In these avenues of deen, Allah ta'ala has kept our protection. Person who will distance himself, he will divorce himself from the avenues of deen, then he will try and navigate on his own. And we know how many years have passed, whether I am navigating or not. What is happening to my life? Which direction am I am going? Month of Ramadan will come again, and then again some realization comes into me. So Allah has kept the avenues of deen. We have our da'wat and tabligh. Then we have our majalis and programs of our mashayikh, where we will get these spiritual injections every week. The majalis of zikr, the majalis of islah. Half an hour Allah Ta'ala is asking from us once a week. That I will come, I will show my initiative before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has kept our protection in these avenues. It should not be, my dear brothers, that we are passing through these nights. We have come, alhamdulillah. And as we mentioned two nights ago, we could have left. We know what's waiting for us back home. All the food is there, the savories are there, desserts are there. We are tired also. We made khatam of Quran. We sat down in dua. We shed a few tears. If we wanted, nothing was stopping us from leaving. But we still sat. This shows we have the capacity within us. Ulama explain, every single ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a gold mine. An-nasu ma'adin. Allah has kept sifat and attributes within the heart of each and every person. No person should feel that I don't have it within me. This is my life. And I cannot change. Allah has kept the capacity within us. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. But I have got to take the courage. Ulama explain, the same courage I used to break the commands of Allah. And how daring a person is. He knows Allah is watching me. He knows Allah is feeding me. He knows Allah gave me usage of my limbs. He knows at any moment the door can open, somebody can come into the room. But still, he is so daring, he still will break the command of Allah. That same courage or that same daringness, ulama say, now channel it in the right direction. In the correct direction, I will channel that courage and bravery into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have it within me. So these few things, my dear brothers, very, very simple. And one prescription ulama give. Now we have sat in many programs, alhamdulillah. And many things have come to the fore. And at times the thought comes to mind, where do I start? My entire life now I need to re-look at, is my salah correct? Is my taharat correct? My relationship with my family members correct? Is my business correct? Then my own Islam, my own reformation, when it comes to my emotions, my anger, my pride, where do I start? It's just too much. Ulama say, very simple. Take one thing that is blocking my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it may be. Maybe it's addiction to some website, some illicit relationship, whatever it may be, each person knows. Take that one thing and make it the jihad of my life. That for the rest of my life I will fight and fight and fight, but I will not give in to this temptation. And just on that alone, Allah Ta'ala will bring Islam and reformation in the rest of our lives. We don't have to think that it's a very lengthy process and a very difficult process. Just one thing we will take, just one incident and we'll terminate. Ulama give we heard from our Shaykh Tamud Barakatuhu, the story, the incident of Mawlana Jamshed Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the Shaykhul Hadith of Raiwin Madrasa. So as a young boy, he took enrollment in the Madrasa and he would stay in the boarding for the entire week. Thursday evening, at the time of Asr, classes would come to an end. So his father knew that after Asr, Jamshed will come home, we'll have supper together. So on a certain week, in madrasa, in class, the ustad spoke to them about parda, about hijab. that there has to be separation in the house. Brother-in-law is there, sister-in-law is there. This is completely, absolutely haram. They cannot be sitting together and intermingling and talking, eating on the same table. So that week after Asr Salah Thursday, his father is waiting at home. Jamshed will come. He's not coming home. Maghrib time came. He's still not coming home. So he says, I knew which masjid he would read his salah in. So I went. I see him sitting in one corner in the masjid. A young boy, first year in madrasa. So he says, I went up to him. That what's the matter? You haven't come home? He says, I'm not coming home. He says, why? He says, because my brother's wife, sister-in-law is there and we all eat together. I can't come home. He says, Jamshed, you're a small boy. What are you doing? She's so much elder than you. And you were running around in your nappies when she got married. And now you want to make parda and hijab. He says, I'm not coming home. I'll spend the night in the masjid. I'm not coming home. So he says, okay, what do you want me to do? He says, tell her going to parda. She must cover herself. So he says, okay, we'll make you happy and we'll tell her going to parda. So he says, he narrates the incident himself. He says, I came home and I went, I sat with a serious face, frown on my face. I sat at the table waiting for food. And the sister-in-law came in. She got parda covering her face. And she's laughing and giggling away. This is a joke. This young boy, what is he doing here? But he put her into parda in her own home. She served the food. He says, I didn't look at her. I didn't speak to her. Next day, day of Jumu'ah. He says, it was my habit. I would go and visit my father's brother. I would go spend some time, meet my uncle, auntie. That morning, my father says, let's go. I says, I'm not going. Now what happened? He says, no, my auntie is there. Father's brother's wife, that is not my mahram. Even though she'll tell us also, I changed your nappy when you were small. I used to feed you, used to sit on my lap, I used to feed you. But this is the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, impermissible. She's not my mahram, I cannot sit with her alone, I cannot speak to her, I cannot look at her face. So he says, I'm not going. His father says, Jamshed, you're going to cause problems now. Whole family, you're going to turn upside down. Think carefully. He says, I learnt in madrasa, I'm not going, I'm not breaking the command of Allah. So he says, what must we do? He says, tell her going to parda. So he put her also into parda in her own house. She must cover herself. He went there. He sat down, greeted his uncle, spoke to him. Auntie came in the room. He didn't look at her and he left. Like this, one by one, each home, slowly, slowly, the laws of hijab and parda came in. The entire family began to change. Then that little boy, Jamshed, became Shaykhul Hadith. Maulana Jamshed Saab, Rahmatullah Ali. But where it started, on the fikr, the concern, the niyat of one young boy. Little bit of worry and concern, I must bring deen into my home. The day of Eid also, the challenge will be there, my dear brothers. And this is something ulama explained, which has become a pandemic right now, is the intermingling between men and women. Within our own homes, we don't realize we are kindling the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, and a very serious, something for us to take seriously, and not to think that it won't happen. He says a person is lax about the laws of hijab. Within the home, everybody is sitting, enjoying themselves on one table. He says, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. But years later, who you thought was your son turned out to be your nephew. Allah protect, Allah save us. But how many, ask ulama-i kiram, how many incidents, how many cases have come? Nikah breaks. The entire family is in turmoil. Children now is a broken home. Why? Because we didn't make proper hijab and separation. The test will come on Eid day. Those in i'tikaf also will go back. The cousin will be waiting. How was your i'tikaf? We missed you. They'll be waiting to give you a hug. The tables will be set. But how can, of course with mashwara, consult the ulama-i kiram, how do I go about bringing this into my home? That now many years have passed, we don't just go now with an iron fist and insist on things, but with mashwara, with wisdom, with hikmat. But there has to be that burning desire and concern within our hearts. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot play with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We mentioned the other night also, if I want solace, I want comfort, I want contentment, then I will have to submit wholeheartedly to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have the last few moments. Possibly tomorrow night at this time, if the moon is sighted, then at this time tomorrow, if I will read fard, I will get one reward only. Tonight I will still get times 70. If I will read nafil, I will get reward of nafil. Tonight if I do it, I will get the reward of fard. We have our Quran tilawat, we have our tahajjud salah, we can begin from now. Before we leave the masjid, my dear brothers, let us engage in a little bit of ibadat. Allah has given us one more odd night. We may have one more night thereafter. These are valuable moments. But as I said, one is the ibadat, the positive, together with that to avoid the negative. We make those deals, those decisions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the intention. Allah just wants to see niyat. All I have to do is make intention from my heart. No matter how impossible it may seem right now, person wants to go for hajj, he makes niyat. He'll start saving 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand. Allah will make the day where he has enough to go for hajj. Like that we make the intention. I'm going to bring parda and hijab into my home. I'm going to get my salah on track, my Quran tilawat on track, my dressing, my children, my wife. Our entire home is going to be moving in one direction towards the akhirat. We make intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate and create the means. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. We engage in dua already. So now we can engage in some individual ibadat inshallah. And the second session will start at 10:15. And there'll be lengthy dua thereafter inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.